Stop two is the post at the end of the fence.
This part of the trail runs parallel to a large field on your right. Take a few moments to explore the field by making a sensory impression of this habitat. This is one of the activities that we'll ask you to do from time to time. Listen to the variety of sounds and try to identify those that belong to nature and those that don't. What are they? Where are they coming from? Except for the intermittent rumbling of airplanes overhead, most of the noise of human technology is coming from Route 16 in back of you. Cars, trucks, lawnmowers, leaf blowers. Now is the time to leave the road behind you. Hear the singers of nature's tunes. The dominant voices in early fall belong to the insects in the field to your right. The grasses are tall and heavy with seed. Grasshoppers, leafhoppers, and crickets, the herbivores of the field, jump ahead of human footfall. On warm days and in Indian summer, the quick, dry chirping of the crickets in the field blends with the high-pitched whine of the cicadas in the trees. On cooler days, the crickets call more slowly. Late in the day, katydids might join in from nearby trees with their scolding, katydid, katydid, katydidn't. Plumes of bright yellow goldenrod, purple and white asters, and other late-blooming wildflowers attract insect pollinators. Bees, wasps, and flies add their buzzy drone to the field chorus. Can you separate the individual players? Crickets. Cicadas. Katydids. And even a house wren. Before you move on, there is one more activity we'll ask you to repeat at various places along the trail. Let yourself become a sensory barometer to measure wind and weather. Also, you can be a human compass and figure out the direction you're traveling by noting where you feel the sun on your face and what time of day it is. Ready? First, turn and be sure that you are standing with the field and split rail fence on your right. Next, lift your face slightly to the sky. In the morning, the sun is in the east. It will shine warmest on your left side. By midday and early afternoon, the sun will appear in the south so that you'll feel it on your entire face. From the west, later in the afternoon, the sun will feel warmest on your right. Okay, feel that sun. In which direction are you heading? You're going south. Now feel the wind on your face. From what direction is the breeze blowing? Another way to test wind direction is to lick your finger, then hold it up to feel the breeze. Finally, what is the general feel of the habitat you're in? Cold or hot? Shady or sunny? Exposed to the wind or sheltered from it? Noisy and bustling or calm and quiet?
Now that you have an impression of the open field, it's time to explore the forest habitat. Please remember to walk along the right side of the trail, but don't step in the vegetation at the edge of the path. It may contain poison ivy. Stop 3 is a large oak tree on the right side of the trail, 79 feet from the end of the fence. When you get to the large oak tree, press 3. If you hang up, please remember to call us back and then enter the stop number. You may head into the forest now.